Blog Talk Radio.
This is Marcia Pruitt, and I am in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I'm excited to welcome all of you to our team call. This is our Jet Set 30-day blitz call, where we are blitzing all the way to the convention. Let's go ahead and quickly go through some of our announcements. Let's start off by remembering to use our tools. Use the tools provided so that way your team can grow even when you're sleeping. Now, one of the ways we're going to do that is by utilizing our 24-hour hotline number. That number, in case you've lost it, is area 512-404-1250. That is the famous number that was used so much last week while many of us were cruising and they still had their business to grow. Okay, so make sure and utilize that number. It's available 24 hours a day. Now, tonight there is going to be a wonderful business presentation done on the phone. It's going to be on this same phone number, but at 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Great business presentation done by our South Florida directors. That's Joanna Moore, Rachel Moore, and Graham Harris. Make sure and have at least two new people on the call tonight. And as I said before, we are blitzing all the way to the convention. The YTB convention is taking place in St. Louis, August 6th. Through the 10th, and we are counting down all the way there. We're all going to be in St. Louis. Make sure that you have registered, of course, yourself. You've got time to get your team that are already in and have been in for a while. They've got 1 week to still get in at a reduced rate, and all of your new people can still get in at the very first rate of $100. So we are pushing everyone, old and new, and still just looking at the business to go to convention. So make sure and check your back office, and you can get all of the rules and regulations. And also, you can also sign up for the YTB University classes. You definitely want to be pre-registered for those classes. They're going to be all outstanding, I promise you. So make sure and encourage your team and also all your new people. Help them to decide which classes you guys would like to go to. And, of course, remember that the Jet Set directors will be teaching a class as well, including James and Marcia Pruitt. I also want to make sure you are aware that at the convention on Friday night, that's going to be Friday, August 8th, night, make sure and mark your calendars. The Jet Set will be having our awards and recognition ceremony right there at convention, so you don't have to spend any additional money for our awards and recognition ceremony. We're going to do it right there during convention. Mark your calendars, because we'll be recognizing anybody who's doing a little bit of something. So I know you're out there pushing, and you too will get recognized. So make sure and put that on your calendar for Friday night, August 8th. Look out, and we'll tell you exactly which room we're going to be in for the Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony. Hey, if you are in the South Florida area today or tonight, make sure that you are in the place to be, and that's going to be tonight at 7 p.m. at the Face Center. Now, that's going to be a wonderful business presentation. We've got Coach Tomer, our founder and chairman of the board, is going to be there. We've got Rick Ricketts, Circle of Champions, Level 6 is going to be there tonight. And we also have James Pruitt, Circle of Champions, Level 4, going to be there tonight at the Safe Center. Now, that's going to be a $5 per person, so that you know. That's going to be at 7 p.m. tonight. Let me give you the address. It is 555 Northwest 95th Avenue in Sunrise, Florida. You can go to your home page of your YTB site towards the bottom, and it says Fast Start Meetings, and click there in case you need to map scope it or put it in your GPS. Make sure that you've got the exact address. Make sure and grab five friends and tell them they got to come out and see and meet these wonderful people and hear what we're doing to change so many lives. That's going to take place tonight, 7 p.m. And guess what? I believe there will also be a very special guest accompanying Coach Tomer tonight. I think we're going to have Bob Proctor of The Secret. He's going to be there tonight as well. So that's going to be an extra special cherry on top, I guess you might say. So make sure that everyone's there tonight, all right? All right, let's go ahead and get started by bringing on our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the very most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Hey, let's greet him this morning in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to all of you champions out there across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning to you. Yes, indeed, Marcia, each of us can feel your smile coming through the phone. And Marcia, you are smiling and smiling more than ever now because we are just getting so much positive feedback regarding the Harvest is Plenty cruise, Marcia. And I just want you to take a few moments, if you would, Marcia, and just kind of share some of the feedback that you've received from so many people there on the cruise. I know you talked to Mary Lou Castelli and just a few people, Marcia, that's just their comments were an absolute blessing to us. Why don't you just share some of those comments that you've been hearing from so many people about that incredible voyage that we just came from, Marcia. Just kind of share what you've been hearing about the Harvest is Plenty real quick before we begin.
Well, you know, James, it really has been outstanding. So many people have been thanking us for the encouragement and also the instruction that they received there on the ship. And, you know, someone told me yesterday, so, you know, that the cruise was just so outstanding. But, you know, when she got back, she was just emotionally drained. She said she cried every single day at every single event. I thought, oh, my goodness, how funny is that? And so we just heard so many good things. I heard Henry Massip say yesterday that he's a cruiser. He's been cruising for a long time. He's taken great cruises. He's been fancy smancy ships. He's been on low-level ships. He's done it all. And he said, you know, this was certainly the very best cruise. He got the most out of this cruise that of all those cruises he's taken before, which helped us feel really good about it, James, because as you know, we got started with a lower level cost. And then because it was a charter and some things happened, the cost went up on us. And, you know, we wanted to make sure it was a good value for the people that were there, that they spent the money, but they got something good from it. And that's what helped us feel so good with all the thank yous, because I know people spent good money to get there. I just wanted to make sure that it was a good value for you, and you really got something out of it. You got some inspiration, and you got some instruction, and now we know how to blitz going forward. And so it was very, very rewarding to us, James, who, you know, we worked real hard trying to put this whole thing together, and it was really rewarding to see that so many people got so much out of it. I know everyone's been asking us about, what are you going to do next year? We'll hold tight, and we'll save that for the convention. Maybe we'll have an announcement there. What do you think?
That sounds great, Marcia. And the great thing about hearing those comments from Hensley is that Hensley was a traditional travel agent for, gosh, I think it's 25 years, and all the cruises he's been on during that 25-year period, and just to hear that level of approval from Hensley is just very special. But, you know, I just want to reflect back on that a little bit. You know, I really do believe that, you know, it's what you start. Rick has always been saying it's what you start in this business that really helps you. And I just want to take my hat off to Cynthia and Jerry Buckner, who put together the meeting last night in West Palm Beach. And gosh, there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people there, and it's just Craig Sweet did just an incredible presentation, and I just kind of helped wrap things up there at the end. We had so many people come aboard last night, so many coming aboard today. This is just the most fun I've had, folks, in such a long time. But now it's time to focus our attention on the blitz. Now it's time to focus our attention on how to grow your team, how to create tremendous momentum that will work even when you don't work. You know, folks, it's just important that we continue to share the business, continue to look for high-quality prospects, continue to look for those people that are like you that want something more out of life. Become a true conversation specialist. Go back and dig deep into your warm market and start revisiting some people that you may have talked to already. Start to go back to some people that you maybe were a little chicken to talk to before. We call that your chicken list, people that you know you think this would be good, but you're just a little scared to approach them. Hey, right now is an excellent time to go back and just pique those people's interest about what's going on and how they can earn a guaranteed income of $6,000 for 5 minutes a day. Just pique people's interest about that. Point them to where they can learn more on their own. And what happens is over time, you become a walking presentation. And all you really need is to sit down for 15, 20, 30 minutes with somebody, show them the overview about this business, and just kind of share what's happening. And you see, folks, you can't say the right thing to the wrong person, but you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. There's so many people out there just like you, Marcia, who've been praying for something. So many people out there just like myself, just like Roland, who've been looking for a better way to provide more for their family. It's our job to be detectives, to follow our nose, to seek them out, to dig for gold, to look and find the true diamonds there in your warm market, to meet the true diamonds there in your cold market, to go back and get a referral from somebody that you know that has a good, strong sphere of influence. See if they can help you find anyone that wants to earn at least $10,000 a month, stay at home with their family, and have free insurance. Do you know anyone like that? Maybe you can help me. I want to show somebody how they can earn extra money from home, guaranteed. You see, folks, by just saying those simple words over and over and piquing interest and running with folks, that's the key to growing. And you know that the first step to true greatness, folks, is total commitment. How committed are you to this next 30 days? What can happen in your business in the next 30 days? Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. And while you're doing that, I want to pause for a second, bring on my partner in success. You know him. He's everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about third-level director, big-time bonus earning. I'm talking about multiple President's Club ring, and they're making the next one for him as we speak. Please help me welcome to the line none other than third-level director of the Cape Crusader, Mr. Roland Maturis. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, I'm just excited about the topic this morning, man. We're digging for gold. We're looking for leaders, James, and we're starting off fresh, James. And I like to say that every time you get in your business, you always have to start off fresh. Rick can say it all the time. He said, man, I wake up every day looking for someone who's looking for me. And, James, the best way to deal with attrition is addition, James. And I talked about it, you know, the other day, man, when you're looking for – you see, we're not looking for RTAs, James. We're looking for leaders. You see, you can sign someone up and they're RTA and you're looking and you're saying, man, why do they see it? Why are they just sitting on the business? Why are they just, you know, booking travel? But see, everybody is not going to be a leader. But you're looking for that diamond. You're looking for that person, just like you said, James, who wants something more out of life, who has a why. You know, James, and I say it all the time, you know, the team that we have, the team that we've developed here in the South Florida area, man, it has nothing, you know, to do with me, nothing to do, you know, with how good I am. But I was looking and I was searching and I found the leader, somebody who wanted more out of life. You know, James, I found Arthur Gatlin, you know, who found Graham Harris, who found the Star Team, you know, who found Julie Dwight Wiggs, you know, and Carole March and Philip Roma Riley, and that whole leg, James, just took off, you know. And then my sister came into the business, James, and she, you know, she was just a little shy little person, and you know, but she had a why, man. She wanted to stay home, and Rolanda and Gary White went out, and they found Cheryl and Von McCullough leaders. That found Althea and Dwayne Thomas leaders. That found Noah and Linda Montos leaders. That found Marcia and Garland. See, James, you just started, and they'll finish it. Then I found Fabian Martinez, James, and he didn't want to do nothing for a whole year, you know. But I kept bugging him every time I got a $10,000 bonus. I kept bugging him every time I got an award. That Fabian Martinez finally woke up after a year later, man, and just start building. And he brought in Marcellus Gonzalez, who got a $10,000 bonus, who brought in Miriam Mesa, who got a $10,000 bonus, who brought in Diego Huerta, who got a $10,000, who brought in Enrique Ferreira. And then that leg just took off. And then I found another lady, you know, on a cruise, James, and I talked to her about the business, and, you know, and she was excited, and James, and then she brought in Susana Fernandez, that later brought in 700 people in 11 months. And you know Susana Fernandez's story, $5,000, bonuses, you know. And it's not all about us, James, but we found some leaders that took off, and you know, and while they're working, you know, I step out the way, James, and I continue to work. I continue to find somebody new. You know, James, it's not about what you're doing right now, but what you start. You know, but when you get done starting that, you go and you find somebody. You keep working, you keep digging, you keep looking, and you keep building those legs. And James, that's how you skip levels in this business, James.
Well, you know, Roland, I heard you say that you find leaders. And when you're a leader, Roland, it's important that you don't just focus all of your attention on your team, but you keep leading. You keep recruiting. You never, ever stop recruiting. Roland, I want to just look back. As I look at the leaderboard for last month, sitting right on top is Noah and Linda Matos. Right on top of the leaderboard, if you look at the leaderboard for this month, already 14, 15 in their power team for July. Already, you know, Roland, we are so blessed to have Noah Matos on the phone with us this morning. And I just want to say that we did the Jet Set Director Academy. We had so many directors there, Roland, that we went past our time, and they kicked us out of that room. We had to end that particular session, and Noah did not get a chance to come on and just share how he's doing, what he's doing. But we have him on the phone today. Noah, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
We are doing absolutely fantastic. Just want to tell everybody a little bit about you, Noah. Yeah, you were personally sponsored by Dwayne and Tia Thomas. You came aboard, and for probably that first couple of weeks, you were a little discombobulated, didn't know exactly how to find your groove. But, boy, you sure have found your groove now. You had $10,000 bonus after $10,000 bonus, the first Latino ever in the state of New York to do so, and now you've got your sights set on directorship. And I know that it's true that yesterday, I think it was yesterday, you earned another $10,000 bonus. Noah, you're working on your fourth leadership bonus this week. Think about that. The $4,000 bonus this week. Noah, we're so, so excited for you all. But Noah, break it down for us a little bit. Kind of share what it is you do. Talk a little bit of how you worked and promoted and got your team and other people on that cruise and how you run with those people. Noah, just share a little bit how you are knocking the ball out of the park by blowing up and truly developing and growing your power team and producing other power team leaders. Just share with us a little bit, Noah, about what it is that you do.
I would love to, James. Thank you very much, Roland and James. I really appreciate you guys. Without your leadership, man, I don't know where we would be. But first of all, I want to give my Lord and Savior all the glory and all the praise, because when you seek the kingdom of God first and all his righteousness, everything just comes together. You know, I came on board into this business about a year and a half ago, and I married my childhood sweetheart, Linda Matos, and we were looking for something. That phone rang. And it was Athea Smith. She told me to take a look at this. I took a look at it. We jumped on board. 3 months into the business, just working it very part-time. My wife was able to resign from her job. She stood home. I just kept working. And then we just kept following what you guys kept saying. We went to the convention, the Harvest is Playing convention last year. And I picked up a tape from Rolling the Tourist. And it said, travel parties pays your bills, and weekly meetings builds your team. So we just followed that concept. You see, I'm tired, man. I was just tired. When I got married, I said, I got to do something different. You know, I want to get it right this time. I'm tired of seeking the counsel of ungodly men. You see, when I met you and I met Roland, I said, wow, these guys are right on track with the Word of God, with spiritual empowerment. You see, First Psalms says, seek not the counsel of the ungodly. Man, you guys are following a man of God, J. Lloyd Toma, the coach, which I love dearly. And every time I see him, I hug him, and I just feel the presence of God. And I knew that I was on the right track. If I seek God first and I seek the counsel of godly men, I know I was going to be on the right track. So we jumped on board, and a year later, I was able to resign from my job. As a matter of fact, yesterday, I got back from Florida Sunday night, and I woke up Monday, and I'm like, okay, I don't have to go to work. So now I work for myself, and I'm financially free, and I have all the freedom now to build this business. We just came back from that cruise, which was life-changing. It was incredible just seeing all those pastors there and people just filled with the presence of God. And I know I didn't get a chance to speak, but that's okay, man. I'm here now, right, James?
Well, you know, your numbers, Noah, your numbers are speaking for you. Your numbers are speaking loud and clear. I was chatting with you. You were telling me how one of the pastors that you invited came aboard, and within 2 days, you got him to his power team. Talk about that.
Well, I tell you, man, I'm so blessed. I've been after this pastor for about a year now, him and his wife, because I know them from New York. They moved to Florida, and I've just been after him. And last year, I was excited about the business. And, you know, it took him a while to really see it, but I'm glad that he finally did. He came on the cruise, and he was so charged up, him and his wife, and he invited Ofa and Bobby Rowling, which are pastors from Tampa, Florida. And these guys are just wonderful people. I mean, we just connected with them. I mean, we just love them dearly. And they signed up on the ship. We signed them up, and now they're ready to run with this. Nelson Santiago, when I came back from the cruise, he called me. I was in my hotel room Friday night. He says, Noah, there's a men's prayer meeting 6:30 in the morning. Do you want to come? And I said, man, that's where I get my juice, man. You kidding me? I'll be there. You pick me up. He was at the hotel at 6 o'clock in the morning, went to the prayer meeting. It was just a bunch of men just worshiping God, praising the Lord, just humbling ourselves, praying for one another, encouraging one another, sharing the word. And then after 9 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, we went to breakfast. I took out my laptop. I said, guys, I just have something I got to share with you, man. I just got something I'm going to bless you guys' ministries with. And I shared it, man, and we just from there took off to someone's office. And on our way going to the office, he called and got on the phone and called his family members, his daughters, and his friends. And they came to a conference room where he had the projector ready, set to go. I did the presentation. In that moment, we signed up a couple of people. That was Saturday. Sunday, Nelson, the pastor, did his travel party. All together, in 2 days, 7 sign-ups and got him into his power team. Glory to God, James.
You hear that, Roland? Do you hear that, Roland?
James, I heard that, James. You know what? That pastor gave me a call yesterday and said, man, how he's excited about Noah, man, how he sees it. And the pastor's already saying, man, I'm going to quit my job. I see that this is the answer. I'm going to do exactly what Noah did. Listen, James, he said he was going to do exactly what Noah did. So Noah, not even knowing it, just showing the business, he was actually training a person right there on the spot. The person, Noah said, you know what, I'm not going to sign the people up for you. You do it yourself. So he's sitting there signing people up, you know, learning how to, you know, join now. And he's like, wow, man, is that easy? And Noah, what he was doing subconsciously was just training the guy, training the pastor. And the pastor's already ready, saying, I'm going to do what Noah does. Give me everything that Noah has so I can lead. So Noah just found the leader. But Noah, I want you to share with the people, man, because I know you do weekly meetings and you got these travel parties. How many travel parties do you do within a week? And what's your recipe?
See, I don't want to waste any time. In this business, you just can't waste any time. If you treat it like a business, it's going to pay you like a business. I mean, we wanted to stay in Florida. We really did. My wife said, honey, let's just stay 3 more days. Let's just stay 3 more days. Because in 2 days, we did 7 people. So, and now one of those persons that we just signed up, they just signed somebody up as well in our power team on their own. And so we wanted to stay, but we said, honey, we got a team in New York. We got to take care of the people in New York. We promised them that we were going to be back. I had 15 people here in my house last night. I did this presentation. We signed up 5 people in my power team. 5. So, guys, I do my travel parties every day. Like I went to work every day for somebody else. Tonight I have another one. Tomorrow, Wednesday, I have the Spanish presentations I do for my people and my downline. Thursday, I have my weekly meeting. Friday, again, travel party. Saturday, I have a double. And Sunday I give all the glory to God. But let me tell you, this has to be every day. You cannot just do this once a week and expect to get $3,000-$10,000 bonuses in 10 months, multiple $1,000 bonuses. You just can't. It's not going to happen. It's not realistic. That's what I do every day. And I followed your advice, Roland. I thank you and James for leading me in the right direction, putting me on track. All we have to do is not derail. Let's not get off track. Let's not focus on something else. Focus on what you're supposed to do, and you'll get it done.
The main thing, the question is, are we beginning to think like millionaires? Or are we beginning to think more like thousandaires and hundredaires? We've got to make sure that we're thinking. See, I just believe, Roland and Noah, that if you believe, the fact that you're telling me, golly, Noah, I got to do a travel party every day. Well, if you want your dreams to come true, yeah. Like you said, Noah, you work every day, right? You go to work for somebody else every day, right? You sit in traffic every day, right? Why not do that for yourself? You know, sometimes it's just amazing. I see that people, they do so much more for so little when they have an opportunity here with YTB to just run their mouth, to just open your mouth, to just talk and share and spread the good news. And Noah, you're doing a travel party at your home, which takes only a couple of hours, but you're doing that every day. There's no wonder your power team is exploding all over the place. There's no wonder you're producing power team leader after power team leader. Noah, tell us, how does your travel party work? I mean, how do you invite people to the travel party? When they show up, what happens? How do you do the praise? Just share with us what goes on behind closed doors at your travel party.
Well, basically, I inject my spiritual energy and my way of thinking, being positive, into my downline. Everybody, they get this energy. I touch them, it's over. You know what I mean? Because the empowerment that I have from the Holy Spirit and the power of God has given me, they see the light of Christ. They see the success. They see the prosperity, and this is real. So I tell them, and I show them, I need you in my house, and I want you to bring as many people as you can. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I need you at that meeting. Friday, you want this success, you want prosperity, God is going to bless you. Just rub elbows with me, and I guarantee you, you're going to make it. So they just start bringing people. That's it. They just bring them. I mean, the phone is ringing all day. My wife is still sleeping. She's not done because she was up registering names days until late. So, I mean, I'm telling her, just bring them. Don't you bring them. Bring them. Don't worry. I just moved into from a one-bedroom into a two-bedroom where I needed more space. I bought another co-op. And the people just bring them. So as they come in, I have my music, nice worship music, man, just praising God. And I welcome them with some snacks, with some green tea, a lemonade, and I have a real comfortable environment. I got a 60-inch screen, flat-screen TV, and everybody is ready to go. I welcome them. I thank them. I said, listen, I would not invite you into my home if this wasn't real. You know what I mean? So I don't want nobody chasing me when they see me if I'm doing something wrong. But I just make them feel comfortable. I make them feel relaxed. And then I just share the opportunity with them. That's how simple this is. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to just treat people, your guests, they're my guests, as, hey, kick your feet up, man. Don't worry. Get the recliner up, man. Just relax. Take it easy. Here, man, just feel free to walk around. You know, look at the beautiful view we have here on the 24th floor overlooking the Tribal Bridge and the river. Just put them in a relaxed mode, man. And once I do this presentation, I says, who sees an opportunity for themselves? Anybody here? Welcome aboard. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to give you a two-day, three-day vacation. God bless you. And then we just sign them up. Who's first? You're first? Let's go. And Linda's like, one, two, three, four. While she's signing them up, I'm entertaining them, asking them their questions, and just relating with them, putting the video on while the people that are waiting. Guys, it can't be any simpler than that. It just can't.
Roland, can you tell Roland that when Noah does a travel party, he already believes that everybody's going to sign up? Can you tell that? He believes up front before he even does it. Oh, man. I just believe, Roland, that whatever we believe comes true. If we believe it strong enough, if we believe it bad enough. Any final questions for Noah that you have, Roland?
Well, I just want to congratulate Noah and his lovely wife, man, to keep doing what they're doing, James, man. He has it. He has the key. You know, he knows where the focus is in this business is through the travel parties, man. And Noah, I just want to congratulate you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You had over 30 in your power team 3 months ago, had over 30 last month, and you're already at 14, man. You're in the middle of momentum, man. And while you sharing and saving and changing lives, man, you just keep doing what you're doing and keep giving God the glory.
You know what? And let me tell you something. The power team is where leaders are born. It's where leaders are raised up. And no other kind of numbers that you're putting in your power team. And let's just kind of clarify things. The way you put numbers in your power team is by going and helping somebody be successful, helping somebody else grow their team in your power team is how you produce other leaders, other Noahs. Noah is producing other Noahs. Linda is producing other Lindas. And that is the name of the game, folks. It's a two-step dance. Bring new people into the business, step one. Help them get to their power team, step two. The people that they'll leave you, help them get to their power team. That's step one again. They're going to bring you some more folks. Help them get to their power team. Folks, it's just a two-step dance. Bring them in, help get them there. Bring them in, help get them to their power team. Get them in, power team. Get them in, power team. Get them in, power team. Noah, I want to congratulate you on your tremendous success, and I want everybody, book your tickets to the national convention. You've been hearing about how the harvest is plenty, has changed people's lives. It had an effect. If you weren't there, boy, you can make up for it by being at the national convention. Don't you dare miss the blessings that will be giving out. Don't you dare miss the life-changing experience. Don't have people come back and tell you, boy, it was life-changing and you missed it. You have a chance to be there. We got a whole month, and you get to decide how much money you want to earn next week with this business. Noah, you've been a blessing to all of us. I'm going to pass the mic right now over to Roland to close out the call like he does each and every week. And, Roland, I look so forward to seeing you tonight with Coach Toma, Bob Proctor, Rick Ricketts. Man, we're going to do a dance. Boy, it's going to be absolutely powerful. Roland, take it away, sir.
Ooh, we're going to have a good old time tonight, man. Get your guests there, man. We'll take care of them, and we'll get them signed up, man. Well, James, you know, I would love to close the call, but when I got somebody so dynamic like Mr. Noah Matos, man, I'm going to pass the baton back to Noah Matos, let him close the call. Noah, go ahead and close the call for us this morning, sir.
I would love to. I just want to share everyone on this call that the biggest obstacle to overcome in life is a bad attitude. There is no doubt in my mind that if you have a bad attitude, that attitude will paralyze you from becoming successful. You see, your attitude is constantly, if your attitude is constantly great, you will constantly, eventually, have a great paycheck. If your attitude constantly is good, you will eventually have a constantly good paycheck. If your attitude is okay, your paycheck would be okay. You see, we have to go by faith. Faith is acting on what you believe. You say you believe in the word of God, then you have to act on it. Walk the word. Do not talk your circumstances. Talk to your situations, not to your problems. That is what causes it to work. If you have to be willing to commit, take a stand. It is your life. This is your life, your family's life. You cannot say, well, I'm going to try this. Let me just try this. You know what? You already lost if you say that. You can't just try it. You have to do it. You have to be a doer of the word, not a hearer. You have to be a doer of what James and Roland and myself and what the coach is telling you to do. You can't find trying anywhere in the New Testament. There's only the word that you can find is do it. You need to do it. We live by faith and not by sight. Guys, on behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland and Michelle Arturis, and Noah and Linda Matos from New York City, we love you. We encourage you to move forward. Seek the kingdom of God first and all his righteousness. We love you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Have your travel party ready tonight, okay? And God bless you, and we'll see you in the call tomorrow.
All right. Another powerful, powerful call this morning. And, again, you know, one of the keys that Noah said is do not seek counseling from the ungodly. Do not seek counseling from the ungodly. And, you know, that's such a powerful principle, you know, to really focus in on, you know, and you know, in all aspects of your life. You know, a lot of times people ask me, you know, what is the key to being married for over 20 years? And I said, I don't get advice from ungodly people about marriage because they're going to tell you the wrong things. Well, the same with this business, as he's saying, you know, in terms of being a blessing and being able to do what needs to be done. I mean, if, you know, he said, do not seek advice from ungodly people. And another one is, don't seek advice from broke people. You know, they're just going to keep you in the same circumstance. And, you know, we have tremendous leaders in this company. And as Roland and them said, you know, you're looking for leaders. You can sign anybody up to do the business, but you're really looking for leaders, and you're looking for people that's got their spirit right and people that want to help be a blessing to other people because they're a blessing to themselves. Monty, you there?
Yes, sir, Sital. How you doing?
Hey, fine, man. Fantastic, man. I mean, that was just such a powerful testimony by Noah Matos this morning, man. I mean, you know, woo, man, got me zooming, man.
Hey, man, these guys are spirit-filled, and they have their priorities in order. God, family, business, and that's the way they roll. And hey, they're doing it right, Satow, spirit-filled men.
Yeah, and, you know, they talked about a couple key things, getting people in your power team, and as he said, you know, by doing it right, it'll work for you right, you know, and having those travel parties. I mean, you know, me and my wife looking at how to step up our game to have more, you know, more travel parties. We're having fun with the magazines, and now we got to do more travel parties. You know, we want to be able to get there where these other people are, you know, and start having them $10,000 bonuses after $10,000 bonuses, because then when that happens, you know, like you said, he went to a prayer breakfast meeting and before it was over with, you know, signed up 7 people. You know, while he's down in Florida, and his wife like, oh, let's stay. So we got to get back to our people in New York. But it's like, you know, signed up 7 people, like, bam, in 2 days. I mean, you know, this thing, it works if you work it. That's all I can, you know, really, really say in terms of that. And, for folks out there listening and tuning in this morning as you you know, share with us in terms of listening to this call that's in the business, just apply the principles that they're talking about. I'm going to bring up Pam, let her make a couple comments, and then we're going to wrap this thing up, man, and go on and go to work today. Pam,
good
how you
morning.
Doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I got a chance to get on the site yesterday with Monty, and I booked a rental car for a lady friend of mine. And it was so easy. Oh, my gosh. It was so easy, simple. And I really enjoyed it because now I got a chance to, you know, to really research on, the best option for the my client as far as the cars, you know, look at them, look at the pictures and the best deal, the best prices. You know, I went to the hotel site and can read up on what different things that's inside the hotels, inside the rooms, you know, the prices. And it was great. It was so easy. I mean, I can do this. Yeah. And also, Jaheim, I wanted to thank you, too, for making me those flyers. I just slipped my mind yesterday. I really enjoy those flyers. I mean, that's really just making me stand out with the flyers. Yeah. So I had a good day yesterday.
Great, you know, you're welcome. Anything we can do to help you, you know, that's
yeah.
what we're here for. You know, this is
it's
the teamwork that makes the dream work.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all are, you know, we all are getting, you know, anointed by, you know, spirit-filled people in terms of this business. And that's, again, as, you know, as they were saying, is that, you know, we got spirit-filled people in this business, so they're not going to lead people down, you know, the wrong path. And that's just so... You know, so good. I mean, because I've been in other opportunities before where, you know, people had such phrases as fake it till you make it and you know, get it by hook or crook. You know, and people here, they don't play that. I mean, and you can understand the importance of what this company is about by just two little sayings that J. Lloyd Tormer lives by, and that is, if it ain't so, don't say it, and if it ain't right, don't do it. And that tells you what kind of leader is in charge of the company. And he's not saying that it's something to just put out there to look good. He lives by those principles. And so, you know, people that's listening or thinking about, you know, whether they want to get involved in this, you know, this is the right company. We are at the right place at the right time. And there's something phenomenal that's going to come out of this experience as it keeps evolving. And I'm just glad to be a part of it. Any closing comments from the two of y'all before we wrap up?
Well, one of the things...
Just have a blessed day.
Okay.
Okay, Pam, you have a blessed day, too.
Well, one of the things I see, Satawa, is, yes, you've got to surround yourself with people of integrity. Just like Coach, you've got to surround yourself with people of integrity. And those travel parties, man. And remember, a travel party can be with one person. It doesn't have to be 10, 15 people, but a travel party can be with one person. The most important part is getting people in front of that presentation, because that presentation will give them the information they need to make a conscious decision, an informed decision. So get your travel parties going and get people in front of those presentations.
All right. Hey, man, have a blessed day, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.